נו, ניב, בסדר. שוב שאלות מבחוץ. נו, נו.
Again, questions from the outside.
This week I heard a conversation with you with the reporters, with the writers about anti-Semitism. I heard you expressed discontent from the way we explain this, and you said that if anyone in the world knows how to write in any language, and you said except for Russian, but any other language, everyone should try to make an effort and to explain this matter, and it's urgent. So I wanted to ask, how much should we, well, first, what are we not doing? And the second thing is, what should each one do so that everyone will become experts in the way we explain anti-Semitism?
If you don't wish to advance the world towards correction, then you exist for nothing and you will get no special attitudes from above, no matter how much you dream about it. It will not happen. That should be clear. Only to the extent that a person wishes to carry out the plan of the Creator, he becomes a part of this plan. That's one thing. The other thing is that we see that today the world is more advanced than we are. It sees the shattering, the gap between people. They understand, or rather it understands that everything is wrong. What's going on today is simply a revelation of the situation. And everyone is talking about it because of the media. Everyone understands what's happening. This democracy, that it's gone bankrupt. Everyone understands it. And everyone understands that it's the only reason it is still around is because someone is profiting from it. We are in a situation of a revelation of evil. And here we have to try and explain what's going on.
What are we not hearing?
You don't hear that you have to be the ones who explain. Each and every one of you. And not only to our inner circles, which is also important, but also to all the external vessels of the system, the whole of humanity. And if you don't do it, the Creator is not considering you, because you have to be the Rosh of the Potsuf. If the Rosh does not care about the goof, the Rosh also doesn't receive anything, any advancement. You can cry out as much as you want that you're not advancing. But if you're not tied to the goof of the Potsuf, the general correction of the world, then you have no chance of succeeding. Of advancing, of growing up. Why? What for? In the Rosh, there are advancements only because it is the Rosh. It receives a deficiency from the goof in order to bestow to the goof, to bring it corrections. If the Rosh is not ready to raise Rishimot from the goof in order to correct him, then it's not considered a Rosh. It will remain in Katnut as it is now until a different time will come and it will happen. Meaning the Rosh doesn't lead the goof towards correction, but instead you are waiting for the goof to push you until you have no choice. That's not the role of the Rosh. The Rosh has to be first. That's why, as much as I turn to you and I am asking, I don't see an awakening. I can't see it. Okay, what can you do? Of course, I talk to the writers and in different places as much as possible, but if it's not happening, through them I can somehow influence things. That's it.
Should the awakening be personal, meaning anyone that hears this now, it touches him and he starts thinking, what's going to happen to me? Or it should be general, meaning let's stop everything and qualify everyone how to be those who can explain about anti-Semitism.
No, we have to add to our work more and more in everything. It's not through some order from above that now the factory is changing work styles. Rather, I'm turning to each and every one. If they understand, good. If not, then no.
So what should we answer this excuse of where? I don't have time for this.
I don't want excuses. I don't care. I do what I can do. I'm not going to do anything in your place. And awakening you more and more. There's plenty in you. I gave you a lot. If you don't want it, it's a pity I gave you. But what can you do? You're not going to receive more than that anyways. If you are blocked compared to the goof of the Pasuf, then you're also blocked and compared to yourself. You won't reveal anything.
But why should this awakening, why does it have to be on a personal basis, not social one?
So you won't wait for others. You understand?
No.
You don't understand.
Don't understand.
I have nothing to tell you. Each one writes personally, disseminates personally. I'm not turning this into a factory. You have to write, you have to turn to us to get it checked. You shouldn't come out without censorship, proper censorship, but each one has to participate and discover these things. Rather, disclose those things to the world. What is the hate for the Jews? That's the main thing, because with each passing day, it's becoming a principle around which the world is revolving, much more than in all previous times. Now we're looking at a global Holocaust, and we have to use it. We have to take advantage of that in order to explain why is it coming, where is it coming from specifically in the 21st century, yeah? And I'm not waiting for others to organize me. If this is the case, then you can leave and they'll call on you later. They'll send you a postcard.
I just want to mention that if someone wants to do it right now, there's a group of independent reporters, our friends. Marcus is running that. And if anyone wants to join, you can join. Everyone writes in his own name there, but there's support there. I mean, you can see how others write. You get guidance, instruction. If you want to join it, there are dozens of posts every week being published. Many friends are doing it. You can turn to me, to Marcus, to the English department, to Kabbalah.info.
Yeah, Marcus is really praiseworthy. He's a very special person.
I lived abroad for a while, and I experienced anti-Semitism in New York, which is the most... So many people from many places in the world live there, but I did experience. Here in Israel, only few felt this. How can we integrate in this feeling? Because if you didn't feel it, it's very hard to...
I understand it. I feel it. You cannot convey it to someone who grew up here and lives here. Fairly quickly, they'll feel it. Those who travel abroad will stop traveling. You'll see what's going to happen. But you can't do anything, really. You can't convey that hate that someone who lives abroad feels to someone here. No, but we're not only talking about that. We're talking about the correction of the world. We're talking about how to explain to humanity what is going on now with it. I'm using anti-Semitism as a reason to approach it and start the correction. It's an excuse. What's up with you?
Rav, this lesson began from above reason, and there is a feeling this of anti-Semitism also being above reason. I can feel that you can come with a clear explanation, that scientific evidence that everything is the cause of the Jews, because of the Jews, but no Jew will accept it.
What do you recommend?
I don't recommend. I'm asking what to do. There is a difference between Israelis and Jews. It seems as if no matter how bad things are, this explanation won't be accepted.
Does that prevent you from starting?
No, it's not an excuse for not doing. We just are a question. Are we hoping for someone to understand it in their mind or what?
I need to try and reach that for them to understand in their mind, in their heart, what is the true reason. Both the nations of the world and the people of Israel, they should understand why is it happening, and not in order to erase anti-Semitism. It's a great stimulus to bring the stiff-necked people of Israel to corrections. If you tell me, there's a button here, you can push it and it's going to stop. I'm not going to push that button. I'm not going to push that button. Because without anti-Semitism, we'll never move at all. I'm just saying how to turn this reason for hate into an explanation, a true, tangible explanation that will influence all of humanity, that will turn it away from some imaginary cause, not that this is what's preventing them from living well, rather that they should turn to Jews and demand of them to bring them to the correct state. That's the right thing. That's what it's all about. So in my mind, anti-Semitism is something necessary. Of course, it comes from above, and it's desirable. Except we need to add the understanding to it, how to use this law of nature correctly. Otherwise, it works in such a way that you have fire in front of you, but you constantly burn yourself instead of using it properly, preparing, warming something, heating something up. We're not using it correctly. This hate is becoming something that is stopping all of us from advancing. And in that, this is your fault, not the people of Israel, nations of the world. No, the Creator is giving this to us. He's giving this to you. And you have to create that inversion, that transformation, that change of use. Clear?
מגיל.
אפשר אם ככה, אם הבנתי נכון.
If I understand correctly your words, we can show anti-Semitism as the motor for the world's advancement?
Of course, is there any doubt? Without anti-Semitism, the world will not advance. It rises, it increases, it pushes everyone, and the world advances. It stops, there's a new feeling of dissent, deterioration, shattering, world crisis, anti-Semitism rises. It's like it was 100 years ago in Germany. The depression after the First World War and so on, so forth, and that's it, and that's again how it is. It's a law of nature that appears through the Jews in order to bring the world to correction. If they're not using it, with everything, with all the forces that the creators bring in the world, if they're not using it for the good, they're using it for the bad. This harmful force. Just imagine, according to the level of hate, how beneficial that law could be if we use it correctly.
It's just that until today, in the explanation, the way I felt it, at least, was we're explaining the source of anti-Semitism and how the Jews should act. But this point, we didn't put the emphasis on it. That's as if it's the mortar for development.
The source of anti-Semitism is that the Creator awakens hate in that big will to receive spread among the nations of the world. They hate that reason for it, that beneficial force that needs to lead them to the right place, because it's not doing it. They are blaming the people of Israel for all the problems. And that's correct. Instead of pulling the world towards the good, we're not doing it. What do you want? We're like you. No, you're not like them. We have a method, and they don't agree with the fact that we are trying to be like them. And it won't do you any good to try to hide among them.
I understand all that. It's just that I'm thinking about the direction or some fine-tuning in the explanation. Instead of saying, okay, connect, and then the world will be good, instead of saying,
if you don't connect, it's not that you connect and it'd be good for the world. It's not enough. We have to connect. We have to show them the method. We have to come to a situation where the Creator is working with them through us. It's not working with them. If we're not connected, he can't work with them.
Yeah, but it's as if anti-Semitism is a picture of a bad thing in the world.
It's negative.
And here you give a positive angle at this. Instead of saying don't do this, we are saying do this. I don't know, for me it seems as if it's something new here.
New, okay, it's good. So write something new, fine. The Creator awakens the Jews and awakens humanity to reach the end of correction. These don't want it and those don't want it. But the nations of the world don't want it because they don't have a way to get there, they don't understand anything. And they're getting only sufferings awakened in them. Whereas the people of Israel were given the method how to bring themselves and the whole world to the end of correction. That's why the suffering that comes to them should awaken them towards that. But they are stiff-necked, they are stubborn, they are lazy, they're immersed even deeper than the nations of the world in corporeality. What can you do with them? So, there's a small group, Kabbalists, that has to do it. They have to do it, not with everyone, but on a small scale. This group also doesn't want to do it. What can the Creator do then? Just imagine to yourself that if these blows are going to start descending through us to the people of Israel and then to the nations of the world, then the fact that we exist today and we still exist in a situation where they give us all the possibilities, it's only because we're still in the time of preparation. There's still, some time. But now that this is how it's going to be all the time. You need to show an example for how the people of Israel should react. And for the time being, you're giving a bad example, everyone. Okay.
Regarding this example, it's only in the connection between us, the work in the ten is the example, or also whether toward outwards?
Also, externally, we... First of all, the inner Bnei Baruch, the worldwide Bnei Baruch, and then spread those ideas around the world, of course. By that, you're making way for the light to bestow the whole world.
It's felt that in the connection between us, there's more effort. Today the hall is packed and all the groups are with us. It's felt that we're working very strongly this week.
That's why we're still not getting any blows. Because according to the blows that the upper forces dropping on the world, in economics, climate, everything, we should have gotten hit even more. For us, no, it's not the case. We're seemingly in a bubble. Can't you feel that we're in a bubble?
Yes, we feel that the friends are making efforts, and what we're lacking is the way to break through. The whole world is like contracting like a cat before it's about to jump. We're trying to go with you with this matter of above reason. All the tens are working. We're feeling this inner tension. On the other hand, there's like you said, there's concealment as if everyone's sleeping. But everyone's here. The tables are packed. Everyone's ready for war. But it's not yet clear where to shoot at and how.
This we have to scrutinize. But the main thing I'm saying is dissemination between us and dissemination outside. And that's towards dissemination. And our work is only in connection. Connection in the ten. Shamir?
Good morning, Rav.
You know, in Indonesia, when there is a natural calamity, they blame it on the Jews.
No, it's bad.
And my question is, Rav, you know that so much things happen, the Holocaust happened, so much of suffering on the Jews.
No,
even though there are no Jews there.
Not awakened. Ulama, the akare kama.
Why?
I'm not asking why. This is the nature that the Creator had established. Because we are the first to receive the method, our vessel is the hardest, most hardened. What can you do? You can't receive in a small, soft vessel a great message, a great revelation, a powerful revelation. You cannot. You must be very tough, hardened, lazy, stubborn, stiff-necked, in short, in order to do all these things. And the more we advance, the more difficult we will be. Also, the nations of the world will come to be corrected. They will also feel it. The desire has to be corresponding to the light. When it begins to correct itself, the light has to have greater and greater coarseness. What kind of coarseness do we have? We say stiff-necked. What stiff-necked? We are not even considered a nation called Israel. We will come to situations, you know what it's going to be. What persistence, what audacity. It will be, it's unbelievable. That to turn it into softness, into connection, into love, into zivug daka, coupling and striking. You have a striking and from that you have a coupling. You have to be made of a very tough material. Such stubbornness doesn't exist in the world. Such stony heart doesn't exist. You don't understand what is required of us to be in that position. For the time being, what we see is nothing. So the fact that they don't react, don't respond, they say everything is fine, thank God, it shall pass. It's only the beginning of exposing the true nature of Israel. But you can't compare them to the nations of the world, because the nations of the world didn't even enter this world.
So to get to this state which you just mentioned, Rav, only suffering can bring us to that state? Or is there any other way to that state?
We need to do two things. One, by our crystallization in the tent to discover the upper force, and the other things from our achap, as much as we can, to disseminate this knowledge to the nations of the world. And this will organize us, how much we can come to the nations of the world. Will they get there or not? It's not my problem. I must do it. I must divide myself into these two directions. From my Galgalta V'Naim to connection in the ten, between the tens, and from my Achap to connect with the whole world.
Moskva.
Два вопроса, если можно вернуться к статье, вот девятый пункт.
Two questions, if we can go back to the article. Item
9.
Yeah, but first we're going to go to Vilnius.
Hello, dear Rav. For about 8 years since we started dealing with the integral education, so there's something that bugs me all the time. We have a very strong brand called Kabbalah, but people don't understand what we're learning in the morning lessons, and they certainly don't understand the material. So we're trying to make this language accessible for them. But the moment we're starting to do it, we're no longer saying it's Kabbalah. When we were dealing with integral education, you said, in the end, you're going to have to explain what the source is. But you don't have to tell them about it as long as we're small. But today's technology enables every person to reveal everything about every other person. So I think that people will think that we're like special kind of religious people if we don't explain where it comes from.
I don't know. What can I tell you? It's hard for me to say. I used to live in Vilnius myself. I lived in Paprade, Dimenchina, all those places. I know the to some extent. I get the atmosphere, the people there. I don't think you need to explain. It's coming from the wisdom of Kabbalah, but for the time being, just to disseminate these principles. I mean, explain the principles. How did it come to this place? Where is the humanity developing to? Why do we have to come to connection? We can see today such a crisis that the only correction, the only remedy for it can be in connection. So that's it. Europe. Europe.
Good morning, Graf. Now you were speaking about anti-Semitism, writing article in dissemination and so on. I would like to ask you, what should we focus on dissemination in Europe at this time? Spread wisdom of Kabbalah, explain people anti-Semitism, wisdom of connection, or what else we should focus just now in Europe?
I think that
we have to explain it scientifically. As far as possible from one nation or another, that we're talking about a law of nature, about forces that are descending into humanity, the arranging humanity each time more and more closer to connection, and everything that is In humanity, a division into the 70 nations of the world, and the group that came out of these nations and decided to be connected, and all the changes that went through and the shatterings, and that these shatterings had brought it to a state where finally we are in such a situation where this group is seemingly ready, because of its shattering, to come to connection, and also the nations of the world today. And they are discovering just how much connection are they demanding, or else they are in a state, look what the Creator did. On the one hand, each one has a bomb. I think according to quantity, each person has a bomb. On the other hand, you have the wisdom of connection. Either you do it like this or you do it like that. That's what we need to explain to the world. Not necessarily talk about anti-Semitism. He asked about it now, but talk about the correction of the world. The world is demanding correction, and its correction is only through connection. We saw it, we see it in the current crisis. Now, the method of connection is a method, and I can explain a little bit of the from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and later you can explain whether yes or not, that this method exists in the people of Israel. It depends on the height or the depth that you want to disclose when you're writing. It depends on the people you're writing to, their preparation, how much they're capable of hearing. But nevertheless, we have to disseminate as much as possible in all the networks today because of the internet that developed just for that. We need to use it. Okay. One last time. We go to Jerusalem. What do they want?
What is the message that the people of Israel should hear from us about anti-Semitism?
I don't think that the people of in Israel have to hear about anti-Semitism directly. It's something very distant from it, because they are here and they seemingly don't feel what's outside of them. If they were to come out and outside there was Europe or America, then it's a different situation. But it doesn't feel it. Those who are born here and live here, they don't feel it. So we have to speak not about anti-Semitism, first of all, but rather about the general crisis. But to avoid entering into crisis, but actually to come out of it, is possible only in the condition that the world cares about connection. That's the first thing, and that connection is not for left wing or other some niche party. Rather, it depends on the entire people and above all the parties. That's what needs to be. And anti-Semitism also, but that's a secondary thing. It's going to get here eventually. To such an extent that they'll throw us out of all the organizations, we'll be quite isolated, and we'll feel it also in our internal functioning. But nevertheless, it's difficult. Jews are stubborn.
I think that our situation here in Israel sets an example. Because we, as the people of Israel, in the diaspora, abroad, we always counted on our brains. But here, now, in Israel, everyone feels that it won't work out with our brains. That won't be the solution. This week, I was sitting outside in an external group without saying anything about Kabbalah. I couldn't even pass the idea that the solution is in connection. People are looking for a message, and I haven't found it yet. Because
there's nothing else. They're looking for something that will not obligate them.
Just a moment, but just to pass on the idea that everything is about connection, it's clear to me that they have to go through a process, taste something, to agree to go into something. That's not yet structured yet for us.
That's why I have to write quite a lot of articles, short, but gradual, such that gradually they will bring a person to an understanding of how things work, and that he has no choice if he wishes to guarantee for himself and his children any sort of future. But they don't want to hear about it. It's no wonder. Who wants to hear about it? I also wouldn't want to hear about it.
They do want to hear. They even nod their head a little bit, but and it's felt that there is an opportunity, but if they haven't started the process, comes into one ear, leaves the other.
What are you innovating for us? You simply say that you don't write enough and you don't explain enough. That's what you're saying. The reaction of the audience is clear to us without looking into it. What do you want to ask all the time?
Regarding anti-Semitism, I want to say that in order to delve into anti-Semitism, it's going to be interesting to hear the quotes of anti-Semitism, because many people don't understand what this thing is at all, why it's happening. If we would know, maybe we could write about it, because they write things that are very interesting and clear. And every person who gets this book into his hands, it turns his perception around the world about the world upside down, because these questions arise.
Okay, it might be good for those who write in order to answer it. Okay, what did Moscow want? Moscow.
We also felt that as a big group we have to write in all the social media. And a few months ago we made a big team in the Russian language. But there's a problem that we can't move. When we start to do something, it doesn't work out. There is not enough time, everyone's busy, etc. What can we do so we can give importance for that everyone can take part in it?
I'm asking not to do anything. I don't want anyone to know that you're writing for or against such phenomena. It's not recommended. You should look after yourselves. You had a question about the article?
We're not writing about anti-Semitism. It's more for the beginners. But regarding the article, in item 9 it says that what directly comes out of the Creator is perceived by us as pleasant and good. And what comes indirectly in the opposite way. So what does it mean, directly from the Creator or indirectly, when he talks about gvura, valor, all these qualities? What are these things?
Through the panim and the choraim of the kli, if it comes out through the panim, through the face, it's always the light of chasadim, and it's received nice and well. If it's through the posterior, the choraim, there is no light of chasadim, it's not clothed in the light of chasadim, and then even the light of chokhmah is felt as a blow. Like everything that is clothed in a good attitude is good, and in a bad attitude, it's... light of chokhmah is... it's fire. It's a bomb. It's something that is very much against the desire, but only to the extent that it's clothed in the light of chassadim, it can be suitable for the desire, and then it's accepted as something good. Okay, no more questions. In that case, what are we doing next? Pticha? You don't want? Who's for Pticha? Oh, so. Who's for something? No one is for something. I don't know what to do with you.
Maybe now, specifically with this deficiency, we should go back to the excerpts of the center of the tent.